A. CO2 and the global food supply. Some people are concerned that rising levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere could have a major impact on the nutritional value of crops. To investigate this matter, researchers have completed a 6-year study at numerous agricultural sites on 3 continents. Crops grown in normal conditions were compared with ones grown in fields where CO2 was constantly added to the air using sprayers. This was done to produce CO2 levels similar to those expected to exist 60 years from now. Analysis of the results showed that levels of iron, zinc, and proteins in staple crops such as wheat, rice, and beans could drop by as much as 15%. This would have significant health implications for the millions of people around the world who rely on these crops. The study's lead researcher, Dr. Samuel Myers, says simply providing people with more food to make up for the shortfall could create other health problems, such as obesity. Laboratory scientists are therefore focusing on developing crop varieties that will deliver more nutrients in CO2-rich environments. Because these efforts require sophisticated genetic engineering techniques, however, the scientists are now in a race against time.
Questions. Number 11. What did researchers use sprayers to do? Number 12. What do scientists hope to do?